With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Iran firing missiles at Israel after the Israelis had warned Lebanese people earlier in the day to evacuate border communities. Retaliation has come quickly amid warnings of severe consequences. Residents of Jerusalem ordered to shelter in place. Rescue teams searching the mountains of Western Carolina for anyone still unaccounted for following the hurricane remnants that caused catastrophic flooding. The death toll now in the southeast has gone beyond 150. Asheville resident Carrie Owenby says she and her roommates have been getting by with a little help from their friends.
We lost power Thursday night, between Thursday night and Friday morning. We haven't had power, water, very low on food. Hardly any stores are open. There's no gas. We've had all the roads were blocked going in and out of Asheville, so we've kind of been stuck in this little island of a town that's kind of destroyed right now.
Forecasters, meanwhile, keeping an eye on Tropical Storm Kirk in the Atlantic. It is expected to become a very powerful hurricane later in the week. Also at SRNnews.com, tragedy in Thailand's capital, leaving a number of children and adults dead.
A bus carrying young students with their teachers has caught fire in suburban Bangkok, with at least 24 of those on board feared dead, officials and rescuers say. Videos posted on social media show the entire bus engulfed in fire, with huge plumes of black smoke pouring out as it stood on the side of the road. The students on the bus were reported to be in elementary and junior high school. Thai Interior Minister Anutin Charmirakul says the driver survived but appears to have fled and could not be found. I'm Charles Deledesma.
And this is SRN News. A major shift is happening in gender and religion.
Ever since pollsters began asking, women have proven to be more religious than men in this country. But the latest research indicates that this is changing. Amongst Generation Z, the youngest American adults, 40% of women describe themselves as non-religious, compared to 34% of men. Polls indicate that young men are more likely to attend church services now and perform other practices such as reading the Bible and praying. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Abortion activists courting Latino voters through door-knocking and Spanish-language spots and commercials. They say the fast-growing group could determine the outcome of abortion ballot measures around the nation. In states like Arizona and Florida that have large Hispanic populations, new poll indicating despite their allegiance to the Catholic Church, a majority want abortion to be legal in most cases. This is SRN News. A big water project in the Big Apple.
A stretch of aqueduct that supplies more than half of New York City's water is being shut down through the winter as part of a $2 billion project to address massive leaks beneath the Hudson River. The temporary shutdown of the Delaware Aqueduct in upstate New York has been in the works for years now. City officials have steadily boosted capacity from other parts of the sprawling 19-reservoir system. City officials say water will flow like always from city faucets after the shutdown begins this week, but its famously crisp taste might change a bit as other sources are tapped into more heavily. John Scott report.
A man suspected of hijacking that city bus in Los Angeles charged with murder and kidnapping. Officials say the man who allegedly shot and killed a passenger and held the bus driver at gunpoint led police through the downtown area for more than an hour before he eventually pulled over and was arrested. More details at SRNnews.com.